Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I never noticed that snazzy drum beat under there.
The snazzy? Super snazzy.
I think snazzy is the perfect word for it. That's a snazzy drum beat.
Very snazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. A little bit of oomph, right?
But not a lot.
Just enough.
It's just, it's like a, when you're making a recipe and it calls for a pinch.
That's a pinch.
Or drum to taste.
What are we supposed to do with that? A pinch.
Depends on the size of your thumb and forefinger, I guess.
Precisely. Like, hey, old-timey recipe people, what do you mean by a pinch? I will pour a little, like, salt in my hand.
Yeah.
And then try pinching it, but then I still have leftovers in my hand. What do you, I guess you throw it behind
for
you.
For salt.
Yeah. But what if it's something else?
Cinnamon?
Pinch of cinnamon.
Would you put it in your mouth?
Like lick it?
Yeah.
No, because cinnamon then, like, intensified is kind of gross.
That's like, yeah.
You know.
You're right.
Kind of barky and.
It's very barky.
Hot.
It comes from a stick. A cinnamon stick.
That's why. It literally is a stick.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Nutmeg?
No, I'm not a big nutmeg person at all.
Just sugar? Although you never put a pinch of sugar in. You always put cups of sugar in.
You need lots of sugar.
Right, yeah.
I don't know of any pinch of sugar recipes.
I can't think of a single one.
Not
unless, like, on your cereal, you're supposed to put a, like, a Cheerio or a Rice Krispie.
Thanks, Mom.
Pinch
Leave
of
the bowl
cereal.
In front of me, and I will be going to town on that sugar on my cereal.
I just would put spoonfuls in as a kid.
Spoonfuls?
Yes.
I would wait until she wasn't looking. Yeah.
And I would stupidly put it in, stir it, and then take my milk spoon and put it back in the sugar. And then it would, you know, that's not good.
Dude, don't do that.
Well, as a child.
I was a child.
I was a younger version of this.
I didn't know any better. He knows better now.
I do now. I just keep getting a different spoon. That's it.
What I keep getting at my house is people will use the butter and then just, like, leave the butter knife propped up against the butter dish. Like, that's going to help the next person.
You don't have a full-time butter knife that just lives with the dish?
No.
Oh, we do.
You do?
Yeah, why not?
A full-time butter knife?
That's its one and only job.
All it does.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It knew its destiny when it was forged. Butter knife.
Does it say butter knife? How do you know?
It's like, got a special shape to it. Don't you from the guy that brought you grapefruit spoons.
I'm sorry. Of course.
Is
of
butter
course
knife.
You have a specially forged butter knife.
You don't have a butter knife?
No. I mean, I've got...
You
butter
are
knife.
Missing out on so many things in life. There's a special shaped knife that's made specifically for butter.
I think I remember my grandma's. No, go on.
Stop it.
It's got a little curve to it or something.
Yes, because it helps with the application of the butter if it's a little... What?
What? It helps with the application of the butter?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you ever seen like a mason... Or somebody put up tile.
Like a person? Oh, a mason.
Yeah, okay. Are you asking if you ever seen a guy named Mason?
I thought you meant from like a Masonic lodge.
Either one.
Okay.
He may or may not be wearing a fun hat. I don't know.
I don't know.
But he's a bricklayer.
Yeah, and he's got a weird little knife thing. Oh,
yeah.
Like the trowels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And notice it's not just one shape, right? It has a special little to it. Because it does different tasks depending on what side you use.
Well, I got to go get me a special specially forged butter
knife.
Yes,
you do.
And then it just lives with the dish.
Don't need. I mean, we'll clean it occasionally, but it leaves with the dish. Lives with the dish.
Lives right there.
Right there.
I'll wash it when I wash the butter dish.
Fair enough. Yes.
I've got a plan.
I can't believe.
What?
You don't have a butter knife. Yeah, I can.
Like, I'm the weirdo?
Whoa.
I only just got a butter dish. Actually, probably because of a jury in a hurry that we had.
You got a dish just for butter?
Yes.
Well, we got to get you a knife just for that dish.
I'm evolving.
Okay.
I never kept my butter out. Like, as a kid, we never did that.
Oh, we did it all the time. Although we were a margarine family growing up.
Oh, yeah. Us too.
Yeah. Everything was just a slightly odd shade of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And we didn't have cheese. We had Velveeta cheese.
I love Velveeta.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The good old days. Yeah.
Those were the days.
So, yeah. Butter knives and grapefruit spoons.
You've got so many.
I want to start an oldies band. Like, really, like Johnny Mathis music. But our name will be Butter Knives and grapefruit spoons.
But your silverware drawer must just be chaos. It just, you
no,
have
everything
so many
has a home.
But different grapefruit spoons. The butter knives go next to the grapefruit spoons?
Yes, they do, actually.
Okay, they do. Of course they do.
Do you want me to give you the order?
Yeah.
Salad forks and spoons to the right.
Okay.
Regular forks, knives, and spoons. That's, wait, what's over here? I already said spoons.
Where do you put?
Sorry, soup spoons.
Soup. Oh.
Is over here.
There's different spoons?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, there are different spoons. Then there's tea and table. And then kind of in a catch-all is where the special cutlery goes.
Okay.
Including
specialty items.
Such as, for example, a butter knife.
Okay.
Or a grapefruit spoon. Or a sauce spoon. Yeah.
There's special spoons for sauce?
Yes, there are. They're kind of scalloped.
Oh.
It,
what? Some of the scallops help with the saucing.
It does. If you're applying a sauce, you want to apply it evenly. You don't want a glob of it. So you have a scallop spoon. And then some of the, like a slotted spoon.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
That all lives in one drawer.
I mostly have just baby spoons. And they still get
used. Still? Why?
Yes. I don't know. They like them when they eat pudding. I just want a little pudding.
Because it's plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, soft food, soft spoon. I get it.
I don't
want the taste of cold, cold metal when I'm having chocolate pudding.
Nah, I just want to enjoy chocolate pudding.
I want a plastic spoon that has, what is that, bluey on it. You know, that's it.
Gotta keep it. And straws?
You know
straws
those
for everything.
Shows where they used to like swap houses?
We
you and
do
I
that.
Should just swap cutlery drawers. Just for a day.
Extreme cutlery swap. Who's going to watch our show? Come on. Nobody. Somebody's got to watch us.
You know what? I'm not even going to watch it. It's that bad of an idea.
I'm participating in it, and I don't want to watch
it. I'm not going to watch it.
Don't care.
It's a bad, bad show. It's a horrible show.
But we'll
show.
Have Ben film it just in case.
Yes. He's the test audience.
And he has to watch it because he has to edit it.
He's going
to
love it.
Poor Ben. And it is, summer is like right there. It's percolating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to start thinking about the best summer travel destinations. So the nerds over at Wallet Hub broke everything down. They have a couple of things that they're looking for.
What's their criteria?
They're looking at like cost. How much does it cost to travel there? Hassle. Is it a hassle to fly from this major airport to get to that location? And they only looked at... broke down a couple of the major airports. You know, they're flying out of Chicago, out of Atlanta,
right.
LA.
The big hubs.
The major cities.
Okay.
And then they looked at things like activities. When you get there, what are you going to do, right? They found the number one great destination for this summer, 2025, is Orlando. Orlando, Florida.
Just this summer?
Just,
I'm sure it's most summers, is it not?
Probably most summers.
Yes.
But, you know, with their most up-to-date current nerd data. Orlando, number one. Atlanta, number two.
For summer travel.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in Atlanta?
It's, I never
think
of
Atlanta
activities when you get there.
As a vacation destination.
I don't either.
They are a means to Orlando.
It's a means to get me to Orlando.
That's how I think of Atlanta.
That's why they got number two. Guess who else lands on the list in the top 100 places?
Is Des Moines, Iowa on there?
94, baby.
Des Moines as?
Des Moines, Iowa lands at number four. We got killed on activities once you get there.
But still, we made a top 100.
Yeah, but we were 100 for activities.
Understood.
We need to get some more activities. And then also travel costs and hassle, we did not score very well on.
Well, it's a smaller airport, right? So
you pay more to get into that?
If you're coming out of, there's not going to be a lot of direct flights to Des Moines.
True.
Right? If you're coming from, I don't know why.
You might have to have a connecting flight.
Yeah, Nashville.
Yeah.
Where are you going through to get to Des Moines?
True.
Right?
True.
So
we're on the list.
I'm making the list, though.
Hey.
That's half the battle, right?
It's just nice to be included.
We did it.
Hey.
99. What? 99?
94.
94. That's better. I thought we were.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Claire, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, Eric, thank you. I have been meaning to sign up to volunteer at my daughter's school because coming up tomorrow, oh my gosh, it's tomorrow, there's going to be a school carnival.
Step right up, young and old. Step right up. Take a try at the spinning wheel of fun.
And I have volunteered at this before. And in an effort to get like all the families involved, because it's really fun. It's a beautiful event that they put together every year. Kids always have a blast. They borrow the trackless train from the Freedom Festival and give kids rides in that thing.
Can I pause you right here?
Yeah.
The only school carnival of which I'm aware is the end of the movie Grease.
Oh.
Is it that big?
It's similar.
Okay.
I mean, because it's a big school. They have stuff outside. They have stuff inside. Yeah, there's events. You know, like you can go inside and do bingo. And
okay.
Some of the indoor games.
That's fun.
Yeah. There's
nice.
But to do each of the individual games, they need volunteers.
Yes.
So I have officially volunteered, but instead of signing up for two shifts, I just scaled back this year to one. And I would just like to say kudos to me for taking a step back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's why I don't feel bad, okay? Because last time I was like, I'm going to volunteer.
Yeah.
And then I missed being at the carnival with
my
kid.
I didn't think about that.
I had to send her off with some friends and their family.
You want to actually engage with her while she's doing the carnival.
Yes. It's supposed to be a family-friendly, like, activities we can all do together.
Got it.
And I didn't do a single thing with my kid.
And good for you for, like, sometimes saying no is the hardest thing to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, I should really, no. There'll be plenty of folks there. We can all volunteer.
What are you running?
Game 3? I don't even know what it is. I'm going to show up. I don't know.
What are you hoping it is? Plinko?
I think it's an outdoor game, so maybe it has something to do with, like, basketball.
Okay.
Or
about bags, maybe?
It could be bags. It could be any of the yard games.
Is everybody a winner? Step right up. Throw a bag. Everyone's a winner.
No. I mean, there's...
Some of you are losers.
Some of you might be a loser. You get, like, if I recall correctly, there's a small token prize. Like, you played this game,
yeah.
So you get this.
Yes.
But if you win...
As it should be, right?
Yeah, you get something a little bit bigger.
Nice.
Like, maybe one of those paddles with the rubber ball on it.
Oh, you guys still handing those out?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Those are great.
Put that screen away.
You guys have the sticky stuff you throw on a window to kind of crawl down.
Yeah.
Do you have a knockoff plastic slinkies?
Yes. A ring or like a weird wax finger that you put over your finger and then all of a sudden it looks like you have a witch's finger.
Yeah. Well, that would be fun.
Stuff.
When is it? Today? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Thank you.
I came in early today. We have a lot in front of us.
Yes, we do.
And we're busy people. I'm like, I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to surprise Claire. I'm like a cobble maker, making more shoes. I'm an elf.
I should have told you I stayed late yesterday.
Well.
And I got some stuff done,
you
so
did.
You don't need
no.
to come in early.
No, you did. And we didn't know that because we didn't communicate.
Bad communication. And we're in the communication business.
That's fine.
Eric, I'm sorry.
I'm not seeking an apology.
Okay.
I was miffed, but for the wrong reasons. Because, you know, you inconvenienced me because I got up early. No, you got some work done ahead of time. It was great. No, what I'm worried about is the fact, and you witnessed this, I went to refill my tea because I don't have coffee out of the gate.
No.
Walk into the building and I make a cup of hot tea.
You warm the instrument.
I do. And I looked at my mug and what did I say?
I just made hot water.
I never put in a tea bag. So all morning long, I'm walking around like a zombie. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Nope. Not that I recall.
Is that a sign of I need to talk to a brain doctor? Or just I came in early and I was so focused on getting stuff done, I just forgot to put a tea bag in?
I think that's a classic lack of sleep.
Okay.
You're running on E.
I hope so. Yes, I was just a little worried about that, right?
I am going to keep an eye on you, though. If you do it tomorrow, we might have a problem.
Yeah. I think once is oops,
yeah.
Two is like concern.
Yep.
Three, call an ambulance.
Okay, that is not good.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Tell me if this is a burger or a nothing burger.
Okay.
You remember that gambling sting? It snagged a chunk of Iowa and Iowa State student athletes and staff. I think it was like 35 students total.
Yeah, and it was because of their phones,
they
right?
used phone data to track when and where bets were being placed. An Iowa lawmaker is accusing state investigators of testing that software in the Iowa Capitol without the members of Congress. The members of our state house. Iowa reps and senators knowing.
Hmm.
Her name's Megan Jones. She's out of Sioux Rapids. She says it appears the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation spied on people in the Iowa Capitol without a warrant. The Auburn Department of Public Safety says during the course of training, they went to different areas, locations, to test the software for demonstrative purposes. And they claim that at no point did they know who was using what. Nothing was saved or used, but they were tracking to see if sports betting was being used at that time in the Capitol. Do we have an issue here or no?
What's the concern?
Here is exactly the concern. More and more websites now, you have to click on whether the fact that you will allow them to trace where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, yeah, you can look at my cookies. Check out my cookies.
Sure.
Right? So without you knowing, you are looking at my data on my phone. Shouldn't you have warned me ahead of time?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. But at the same time, as I stand here, knowing full well your phone and my phone are listening, that's happening anyway.
I know.
Her point, I think, is basically, we should have either given you consent or I should have known if I'm walking into an area.
Hey, we're going to be testing this area. Yeah.
It's kind of like if you go, especially in Disney anymore, it's like you're walking into a park where we're filming all the time and your likeness might be used in a commercial, right? And you can't claim money on that.
Right.
But as long as you know on the front end, then it's okay for everybody.
Hmm.
And her point is nobody told anybody. So
you
I don't know.
You should have done a pre.
Yeah. I don't know where this is.
We're going to be testing
this. This is going to go
technology.
Anywhere. Yeah. But interesting. I'm also curious how she found out.
Yeah.
Good on her for figuring that out. Moving to some sports shorts with a new game I'm calling Where Are the Hawkeyes Now?
Where are they?
There are now four former Iowa Hawkeyes on WNBA rosters.
Oh, okay.
Can you match?
Caitlin Clark. What?
That's correct.
I know. I got it.
Plays for?
The Fever.
Okay. Megan Gustafson.
Gustafson plays for the Aces?
Mm. Two down, two to go.
Kate Martin.
Plays for the? Remember, she moved.
Played for the Aces.
She
but
did.
Now moved to that lovely California team.
Oh, my God!
That has a name.
The California Valkyries.
I was never going to get Valkyrie, ever. I'm out.
For a chance at a brand new car.
A car? Dang it. Okay.
A lifetime supply of Captain Crunch. And I will record a personal cameo for your mother. Lucy Olson, former Hawkeye, just was drafted as the 23rd pick in the WNBA draft.
Fantastic.
Does she now play in Dallas, Chicago, or Washington?
Washington, Iowa?
Wouldn't that be cool? I'm guessing D.C.
D.C., okay. You're guessing?
I just, among the towns that I know have them, I don't know if it's the state of Washington or it's Washington, D.C. I think it's Washington, D.C. Dallas, Chicago, or Washington? And your answer is?
I want to say Washington.
And your answer is?
Dallas.
Is it Washington or Dallas?
I don't know. What's
you said Washington.
It's not Chicago.
Okay, that's correct. Go with Washington. You're fine.
Then Dallas.
It's Washington!
Ah, I can't believe I'm right! I'm right!
You want a new car! Ben's car. And a lifetime supply of Captain Crunch. Knock on the door, just ask for it. And I will film a...
Get me the keys!
Cameo for your mom. Okay, let's wrap up the buzz with... What's got us feeling all right?
What's got us feeling all right?
Kirkwood has an interior design and interior architecture program. Did you know?
No, I did not.
They do. And they're having a showcase on Friday, tomorrow, and it's open to the public.
Well, well, well.
Graduates of the program will have an open house at Iowa Hall this Friday from 5 till 9. Light hors d'oeuvres, light refreshments, cash bar. And you can walk around and check out, like, oh, that's a cool idea for an interior for a business office. Or that'd be a good way to kind of redo the interior of my home.
Hmm.
It's open to anybody. It's going to feature graduate students' design portfolios, project posters, notable achievements, residential and commercial design projects.
Very cool.
Also, some of the first years will have stuff up. So clearly it's set up for like, hey, local companies that do this, come meet your future employees, right?
Yes.
That's what it's made to do. It's a networking event. But if you've got a preteen, teen high school student who's way into interior design.
What a great opportunity.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a great, great opportunity. So again, it is tomorrow night starting at 5, runs till 9. It's at Iowa Hall. Kirkwood's Interior Design Program. It's their graduate celebration, and you are invited.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, I think we were all slightly annoyed when HBO made the change from their name, HBO Max, to just Max.
Don't forget, HBO Go was also in there.
That
at
was
one
annoying
point.
As well.
Because I had to keep updating the app. And that was back when I had DirecTV and we still subscribed. So mm-hmm. I had to log in through. What a pain.
I don't know what I'm looking for when I look at the streaming services anymore. That little icon keeps changing. I was looking for a blue thing. Then I was looking for a black thing.
Netflix has been the same. Disney has been the same.
Consistency is key in this game. And Warner Brothers has finally caught up with the rest of us. They announced yesterday that they're going back to HBO Max.
Which I think people are already calling it that now.
That's what we call you anyways. Nobody ever accepted your name change.
Story about John Oliver coming up later in the buzz.
Yeah.
And I just wrote down HBO Max.
Because that's what you told me to call you.
Yes.
Just stick with it. See it through. They trolled themselves a little bit using, you know, Friends and Game of Thrones and Euphoria. Some of their big shows. They did some memes and stuff. So they get it. They also, hey, here's the trailer for the new Superman movie.
There's a new one?
Yeah, James Gunn. Superman. So you're, okay, I've lost you.
No, I should have waited. I know there's a new movie. There's another new trailer?
Yes.
Why didn't you call me to your side of the room this morning to watch it?
I didn't watch it. You can watch it. You can watch it. But Eric, I need your attention.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I need your attention. Because they also gave some information. New Game of Thrones series is called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. That got pushed back. They're not doing that until 2026.
And I think we got into that prequel.
Yes.
House of Dragons or whatever.
House of Dragons.
And I haven't watched that in a there's too much.
It's a long time since we've had an update on that.
I know.
Yeah, there's so much.
But the Pedro Pascal one. The video game one, the end of this.
The Last of Us?
The Last of Us, I like that.
That's great.
I just haven't had time to watch.
I know.
It's too much.
Too much content.
Ugh.
Here's another one.
At least I know its name.
Rihanna is releasing a brand new song tomorrow. It's called Friend of Mine. It is her first song since 2022.
Wow.
She did the music for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She did that song, Lift Me Up.
That's right. That was a great song.
It's a great song. She's also doing another movie. This is a song for the new Smurfs movie. She's the voice of Smurfette, and they released the trailer, the Smurfs trailer yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the full song, but they gave a little bit of what it's going to sound like in the trailer.
Gives you a feel for it, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be something upbeat, up-tempo, a little dancey.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm excited. I just give the music.
Because Can't Stop the Feeling, Trolls movie, great song, right?
Yeah.
And that was Justin
that was
Timberlake.
Like a song of summer.
Then the NSYNC reunion, Trolls 9,
mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Yeah.
See, it's like they use these movie vehicles to drop stuff. And like, I don't think that's what we want.
I know.
I just want a Rihanna song.
I don't know if I love what I'm seeing from the trailer.
But
hopefully
we'll see.
Kids
the
love
movie
it.
Doesn't, it's not my cup of tea. But if the song's fun, it could be a fun summer song.
Exactly. I would definitely take that. The movie hits theaters July 18th, so we've got to wait a minute on that. But the song hits tomorrow, so something to look forward to. And something to look forward to if your name is Brad.
Attention all Brads. Attention all Brads.
Brads, head to New Zealand because New Zealand McDonald's want to give you a free quarter pounder. And it's all because of Brad Pitt.
Go for it. Okay. How does this work?
He went to a McDonald's on Easter Sunday, had a brief interaction with a young fan who got really excited and posted the video on social media. It's like she caught him in the back of a car. I don't know if he was going through the drive-thru or what, but she asked Brad Pitt to please say hello to my dad. And at first he's like, nah. And he's like, nah, I'm just kidding. Sorry, dad. All right, moving on. Happy Easter. And that's the video.
Now, is this an American video or is this also in New Zealand?
This is in New Zealand.
Brad happened to also be in Down Under?
For
Easter. Interesting.
Brad's in New Zealand.
Okay.
If your name is Brad and you have the McDonald's app and you're in New Zealand.
That's a lot of conditions,
Claire. There are so many conditions. And you have to do it before Sunday.
I'm out on all four levels.
Okay. Well, okay. So this doesn't apply to a lot of people. But for some brads in New Zealand with the McDonald's app, please go get your free quarter pounder.
Now, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how the international dateline works.
I don't either.
Do we gain a day or have I already lost a day? Actually, here's what you're supposed to say. Stop asking so many questions and get there, Brad.
Brad, why do you keep asking questions? Just go do it.
Damn it, Janet. Brad.
And I know we've got some listeners in Australia, so.
True.
Check it out. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Gotta help a mom out because, you know, it's graduation season. You've got a graduate who's maybe gonna have a big party, invite people. After graduation season comes thank you season because you have to say thank you for coming to my party.
It goes hand in hand.
It does. And we got a great question from Trina. She's got a graduate this year and she wants to know, is it okay to send out pre-printed thank you notes for graduation parties? If you have a pre-printed thank you with a couple of their senior pictures on there, thanking people for coming to their party, helping them celebrate, and thank you for the money. It will be going towards college expenses. And then the grad signs it, and they mail these out. That's kind of what she's thinking. Instead of having the kid do a blank card and write out 100 thank you cards and have it be done, you know, 6-8 months later, she's got two children. Her daughter already graduated, and her daughter wrote out everything within a week, had all of the thank yous done and mailed out. It was no problem. Her son, who's graduating this time around, is going to be a different story. She already knows it's going to be a little bit of a battle. So she got a pre-printed thank you last year when they attended a graduation ceremony, and she thought it looked fine. So she is thinking...
She's okay with it.
She's thinking... Pre-printed thank yous are the way to go. What does everybody else think about a pre-printed graduation thank you card?
What do you think?
I think it's fine. I think that you're doing the right thing. It's better than no note. I mean, at this point, it's splitting hairs because his handwriting's probably poor. He's not motivated to do it. And then you have to be the bad guy all summer long and be on his case and, hey, mister, where are those thank yous? And he's probably got other things that he's thinking about. You know, we also have to get ready for whatever the next chapter is. Maybe he's moving out. Maybe he's going to college. Whatever that thing is, we need to focus on that stuff too. So we don't have time to spend fighting about doing the thank yous. So I say keep things simple. Get the pre-printed thank yous. It's better than sending out nothing. Have him sign his name. He's got some pictures in there, which is a nice personal touch. I think if I got that in the mail, I would think that was totally fine. And as long as it's done timely, there is nothing worse than getting a thank you and it's like 8 months out and I don't even remember this.
Who is this and what did I give them?
Did I go to this? Did I go to this party?
Exactly.
I don't remember this. That's always so awkward. So let's get it done in a timely manner. Pre-print the thank yous, get them in the mail right after the party. Close that chapter, be done with that, and focus on his future, which is what it's all about anyway. He's graduating. He needs to start the next chapter, not spend all of his summer doing thank you cards.
Two of your points are quite valid. The timeliness of it and the fact that at least something goes out. Because if this was an argument of thank you note versus no thank you note, I think we're both on the side of you have to send a thank you note.
Probably send a thank you.
It shows that you received the gift. But here is where I vastly differ from you. And I'm not just appealing to Trina and her family. I'm appealing to the entire human race.
To the human race?
To the human race. We are getting more and more reliant on things being easier, technology, and things being done for us. At some point, we're going to forget how to do things right, and we're going to forget why we're doing them. Because at the end of the day, I get that it's a task and I get that it's a chore. But you know what, bud? You just graduated from high school. You're now an adult. Welcome to a life of tasks and chores. You have to do things that you don't like as an adult. And it might be a crappy summer. And maybe mom's going to have to withhold activities or things you want to do until those thank you notes get done. But at the end of the day, and you're going to hate every second of it. And I don't care if I can't read the handwriting when I receive it. I took the time to buy you something. All I'm asking you to do is, dear Eric, thanks for coming. I love the gift. That's all you have to write, but unfortunately, you got to write that 1,000 times, and you have to write different names on it. It seems like I'm also splitting hairs, but the more we keep turning stuff over to technology, we're going to eventually get to a world where we're not leaving notes for anything. I'm worried I'm turning this into then what happens, and then what happens, and then what happens.
This is a case of what if?
Yes, if we start giving this simple task up, I get it's going to take some time. But at the end of the day, a handwritten thank you, even if it's hard to read and even if it comes 6 months late, is a better alternative to a pre-printed thank you. At the end of the day, I actually don't appreciate that.
Really?
I feel like that was a blow off for a gift that I took time to think about to get for you. And you're like, thanks, Charlie. And you throw that. You probably didn't even mail it. You probably even didn't do the envelope.
I would so much rather have a pre-printed with their pictures. Like, I just want to see your face. Like, oh, look how happy. Okay.
Nope. You got to. You have to. It's something you need to do as an adult. Life's going to throw stuff at you that you don't want to do. That you're getting ready for your future. You're not going to want to do homework in college, but you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to turn in handwritten tests because people don't like ChatGPT could be writing people's papers. This actually might be training you for what you're going to do in the future. So I say pre-printed graduation thank you cards. No, I'm a hard no. Do not pre-print those thank you cards. You have to handwrite all of them.
I say yes, it's not worth the fight. Just pre-print the thank you cards and he can sign his name. Call it a day.
Lazy. Okay, here we go. Phone lines are open at 200-1029. Our pre-printed graduation thank you cards. Okay, where do you stand, jurors? The phone lines are open now.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Z102.9, jury in a hurry, pre-printed thank you cards. Yes or no?
100% yes.
Yes.
On Claire's side. All
pre-print
right.
Them.
Thanks for launching us off. Thanks so much. Hi, jury in a hurry, pre-printed graduation thank you cards. Okay or no?
Handwritten.
That would be my side of the ledger.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hey, caller, pre-printed graduation thank you cards. Where do you stand?
Absolutely not.
That is a handwritten fella right there. Thank you.
That's
a handwritten fella with gusto.
Hey, fella.
Hey, it's jury in a hurry. We're talking pre-printed thank you cards for graduation. Where do you stand?
I absolutely agree that you need to write them on your own.
Got
to
write them on your own, Claire.
Ooh,
that's what we're saying. Jury in a hurry, pre-printed graduation thank you cards. What do you think, caller?
In my house, you are not allowed to fully accept, take, and utilize that gift until you take the time to handwrite a thank you note.
Oh.
You hold the checks until the cards are done.
Withhold the money.
Oh.
I like that. That's
an Eric vote with a solution.
But that's a life hack.
That's a great life hack. Thank you for the call, caller. Okay, let's go back to our telephone lines and we say, hello, caller. Pre-printed graduation thank you cards. Okay with that or no?
No, I agree with you. They have to be handwritten.
Handwritten. Another handwriter. Thank you so much. Jury in a hurry, we're talking those pre-printed thank you cards at graduation. Is that cool by you or handwritten?
Handwritten.
Wow. Listen to that.
These people are so rough.
They are. It's good etiquette.
It's just how you do it.
Jury in a hurry, pre-printed thank you cards for graduation gifts. Are you okay with that?
I am. It's normal these days.
Yes.
And adding the picture personalizes it.
So that's the new normal. Okay, we'll put one in the card column.
So. It's normal.
Thanks for the call, caller. Hey, jury in a hurry, we're talking thank you cards for graduation presents. I say they've got to be handwritten. Claire says pre-printed. What do you say?
I say pre-printed.
Okay, that's Claire.
But what I really want to say?
Yeah?
I don't need one at all. What are you going to do with it?
I don't need a thank you at all.
Fair enough. I think you're probably on a different end of that spectrum. I think people at least appreciate the thank you so they know the gift was given. Okay, Claire, that takes you to three. It looks like I need one more, right?
You just need one.
Okay. Jury to hurry, pre-printed graduation thank you cards. Are you okay with those or no?
No, handwritten 100%.
Handwritten takes me
to
the finish line.
Okay, I got bad news for Trina. She already ordered the pre-printed thank yous.
Trina, sorry. Got to throw those out. You know what? Have your son write on the back.
There you go.
Got to write on the back, Trina.
Some nice messages.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.